faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look! Up in the sky! The bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Say, gang, have you heard the exciting story of the Coast Guards whose lives were saved by a lot of pigs? Well, sir, it actually happened. These Coast Guards were engaged in landing operations off the African coast. The sea was very rough.
Okay, men. We've landed all our troops and equipment. Let's get back to our base. Give her the juice, Sam.
Oh, we're stuck in the sand, Henry. I can't budge
it. Oh, keep at it, Sam. We're leaking badly as it is.
Oh, my gosh. Both propellers are busted clean off. We're finished now, all right.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll just go ashore and catch up with the army troops over there in that village.
Hey, Sam. There's an enemy patrol heading this way. Come on. Into this shed.
Henry. Henry, we're in a pig pen. It's too dark to see him, but I'll bet there's at least a dozen pigs in here. Right next to us.
That's perfect, Sam. They'll never find us here. Come on, get over in this corner and pull us all over here.
For 5 long days, those 2 Coast Guards lived in the pig pen. Finally, the town was surrendered to American troops, and they emerged, still full of fight and energy. Now, gang, those 2 Coast Guards might not have been able to survive their tough experiences if they hadn't been in A1 condition. But they were. They had plenty of real stamina. And while we're on the subject of stamina, I want to give all of you a really helpful suggestion. None of you can expect to grow up sturdy and strong unless you eat right, which includes getting all your vitamins. And I can't think of a better way to start getting 2 very valuable vitamins, B1 and D, than by sitting down to a swell big bowlful of crisp, delicious Kellogg's Pep for breakfast every morning. And boy, oh boy, are those crunchy golden flakes grand eating. Ask your mother to get you a package of wholesome, delicious Kellogg's Pep tomorrow. Remember the name now, Pep. P-E-P.
And now, the adventures of Superman. As you know, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is now pitted against the most powerful criminal in the world, a mastermind known as the Vulture, who has once again succeeded in getting his hands on the irreplaceable model of Dr. Cameron's mechanical man. In our last episode, we heard how the Vulture enlisted the aid of a man named Smith to build an 8-foot replica of the mechanical man, a veritable monster to do his evil bidding. But more than that, the Vulture is planning a campaign of vengeance against Clark Kent and Perry White. As our last episode ended, Jimmy Olsen had fallen into a trap set for him by the master criminal. And this, as we learned, was the first step in what the Vulture called an experiment in horror. Yet, strangely enough, as our story continues, we find Jimmy sitting in the lavish study of the Vulture's hideout, very much at his ease as he eats a large ice cream sundae. And sitting across from him is the Vulture himself. Listen.
There. Boy, that tasted good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Jimmy.
Say, listen, mister. Just watch your game, anyhow.
You'll find it a very interesting game, I think. Just what don't you understand?
Well, for one thing, I know I'm a prisoner here. When I tried to get out, I found all the doors locked. The windows, too. Besides, you haven't made any bones about telling me I can't leave.
Oh?
So I've got the feeling that this isn't just a nice, sociable party.
That's right, Jimmy.
Well, I don't get it. Why are you treating me so nicely, then?
I'll explain. For one thing, I dislike physical pain. So much that I am incapable of inflicting it on others. For instance, if I were to torture you, I'm sure the torture would hurt me more than it would you. Besides, if I inflicted pain on you, I'm certain you wouldn't give me the satisfaction of showing it. Now, would you?
You bet I wouldn't. You can do what you like to me. You'd never let get me to beg for mercy. As long as I could hold out, anyhow.
Quite so. Then there'd be no point in physical torture. But mental torture, there is something else again. It's the principle Hitler uses, for instance, to force people to do his bidding.
You mean you're going to make me do something for you?
No, not you. Now look, suppose Clark Kent and Lois Lane and Editor White of the Daily Planet were led to believe that you were being tortured. Suppose you yourself were to give them that impression.
If you think I'd do a thing like that, you're crazy. Suppose you want me to pull the old gag about calling him on the phone and telling him you're torturing me, eh?
Oh, no, nothing as crude and obvious as that.
Well, just what are you going to do?
You'll see, Jimmy. It's quite an amusing and ingenious little game. By the time I'm through, Kent and the others will believe that I am torturing you as the Indians tortured white captives. They'll be in a frenzy to find you and stop it. And the fact that they won't be able to find you practically drives them mad. Very amusing.
Yeah, very funny.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. That's a horrible thing to do. Do anything you want to me, anything here, but leave them alone.
Can't you stand it?
I can stand anything. Do your worst. Don't do anything to hurt my friend.
Well, we'll see. I'll think over my plan a little further before doing anything about it. However, you are still my prisoner, so I shall ask you to go back into that room we've set aside for you.
Okay, there's nothing else I can do right now, anyhow.
Into the room now. I'll lock you in, if you don't mind. Little fool, he played into my hands perfectly. Ring for Judson. Well, Judson?
Everything worked perfectly, sir.
Good. You made a recording of that conversation I just had with the young man?
I did, sir.
Excellent. By guiding the conversation, I managed to make him say, let me see. Yes, once he said, you can do what you like to me, you'll never get me to beg for mercy.
Yes, sir.
We can use that beautifully in the record I'm going to make. Then he said, that's a horrible thing to do. Do anything you want to me, anything you hear, but leave them alone.
Splendid material, sir, for putting on the record we're going to make, eh?
Perfect. And also, in an angry tone, he used the one word, no. We can use that over and over again, Judson. Just that one word, no.
I must congratulate you, sir. You're a remarkably clever man.
I am indeed, Judson. I am.
Our scene now changes to the office of Editor White in the Daily Planet. The time, a few hours later. Editor Perry White is striding up and down his office angrily while Clark Kent looks on.
And you, a bit of a fool to go chasing off on a call across town to police headquarters, leaving that kid unguarded.
Wait, a beautifully planned job. And you know I was expecting some sort of word from Inspector Henderson about the mechanical man. Naturally, when Lois called me and said Henderson had telephoned for me to come to headquarters right away, I went. When I got there and Henderson told me he hadn't called at all, well, then I knew something was wrong.
No, I suppose I shouldn't blame you, Kent. I had to fall into the same trick myself, I guess. After all, neither of us is Superman.
No, you're half right. Well, I mean, you've got something there.
Yes, and neither is that miracle man, this Houdini of the underworld, who calls himself the Vulture. He's no Superman any more than you or me. Well, if he could capture that kid right under our noses, we can get him back. And we've got to get him back. Do you hear, Kent? We've got to get him back.
Well, of course we do. And why keep me here? Let me get out and get started on the search. We've got to find out where the Vulture's new hideout is before we can rescue Jimmy, and we'll never do it sitting here.
We're staying here until Inspector Henderson calls and lets us know what his men have uncovered.
Jeez.
Practically, the entire police force is combing the city. There's nothing we can do but wait.
There's plenty of Superman to do if you could only get away from here.
What's that? Oh, what'd you say?
Nothing.
You said something about Superman.
Oh,
I just think we heard...
Wait a minute.
That may be the inspector now. Wife speaking. Oh, yes, Lois. No, not a thing yet, Lois. Now, Lois, in the name of heaven, hold on to yourself. There's no point in crying. You are crying. I can hear you sniffling over the phone. Now, stop worrying. We'll find the boy. What? Well, this is one time that Superman is not here, and that's all there is to it. All right, Lois, goodbye. The fool girl blubbering out something about if only Superman were here.
Look, Chief, I can't stay here waiting for that call from Henderson any longer. I want to find Jimmy, and I've got to get going.
You'll stay here, or I'll know the reason why.
Jimmy Olsen's in trouble. That's the reason why.
Kent, I warn you.
Excuse me, Mr. White. Package just arrived for you.
All right. Give it here. I wonder what this can be.
It looks like a photograph record.
It is a record. One of those homemade things. Hello. Look what it says on the label. To Clark Kent, Perry White, and Lois Lane. For news of Jimmy Olsen, play this record.
What?
And Kent. It's signed the Vulture.
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's play it. Come on, the music critic down the hall has a portable phonograph. Come on.
Yeah. Well, if anything has happened to that kid...
Oh, we'll soon know. Whatever you're thinking goes double for me.
Here's the music critic's office. He isn't here, but his phonograph is. Come on in, close the door.
I'll start the machine.
All right, I'll get the record on. Yeah, just a minute now. I don't want to break it. There. Okay, now put the needle on.
Right.
This is the Vulture speaking. This is meant to acquaint you with a few pleasantries that are now happening to your friend, Jimmy Olsen. I have made a recording of an incident that took place at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Boy, it's just 5 now. 2 hours
away. Listen and listen carefully. I can stand anything. Do your worst.
What?
I intend to do my worst, young man. You see these instruments? You know what they're for?
You can do what you like to me. You'll never get me to beg for mercy.
Good for you.
When I get started, young fellow, I think you'll change your mind.
No. No.
Oh, yes, sir. This instrument, for instance. You know what it can do. You know what I can accomplish with it.
That's a horrible thing to do.
Yes, quite. But that's my nature. Besides, I have a little score to settle with your friends. The next time they see you, Jimmy, they won't find you a pleasant sight. Now then, let's begin.
No! No!
I will spare you, gentlemen, and Miss Lane, the scene that followed. I do think you have by this time some idea of what it means to get in the way of the vulture.
Why, that
As
dirty...
you know, I have the model of the mechanical man. I advise you to let me keep it. Take the police off my trail. For I warn you, persist in your efforts to block me, and the same thing will happen to you that is now happening to Jimmy.
What? Don't be right back. I can't talk. I feel sick. My stomach.
You better go back to your office and sit down.
But he's torturing that boy. I can't do it.
Do as I suggest, Chief. I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
I just want to play this record again.
Oh, can't. How could you bear it? Oh, that poor kid.
Now, please, Chief, please, go on back to your office. Yeah.
All right, I'll go.
I'll be right along. Play this record again? Oh, no. But this record is going to be mighty helpful, so I'll take it with me. Now, Vulture is clever, but this time he's overstepped himself. He's given me the clue I was waiting for. This is a job
for Superman. There's not a moment to lose. Off of these clothes. There we are. Now, up with this window. And out. Out and away! Once again, Superman, the Man of Steel, takes to the trail. In just a moment, we'll return to the adventures of Superman. But right now, here is another important message. The other day, I happened to ask my pal, Jerry Link, which meal he liked best, breakfast, dinner, or supper. Well, he didn't waste any time. He came right out for breakfast. That's because, according to Jerry, a fellow's likely to be hungry as a bear in the morning, and everything just seems to taste better right then. So I want to tip all of you off to something really swell. Just you try treating yourself to a bowl full of crisp, crunchy, golden Kellogg's Pep for breakfast with plenty of milk, and see if that doesn't make your breakfast a mighty fine occasion, too. Yes, there's something about the grand, light crispness and real tempting flavor of Pep that sure enough hits the spot at breakfast time. So ask your mother to get you a package of delicious Kellogg's Pep tomorrow. And remember...
Pep, Pep, get in step. Make your cereal Kellogg's Pep.
And now back to Superman. Although we know that no harm has been done to Jimmy Olsen, the Vulture has cleverly made it appear that the boy is being tortured by using a recording of Jimmy's voice. But what did Superman mean when he said the Vulture has been just a little too clever? What clue has Superman found in the record? And how will he be able to follow that clue to the Vulture's hideout? Don't miss the next exciting episode. Be sure to be with us tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, for the thrilling Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the Adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
This is Mutual.